Well, the best time to talk to the pitching coach is after a shutout win. So that's what we're doing today for the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We got Michael Lowe here. Good run for the staff here this week in Beloit. Really nice end of the week against Dayton. You know, starting with yesterday, Nate Dohm starting out the shutout win, 3 shutout innings. Seems like he's turned a little bit of a corner. What's clicked with Nate here lately?
Yeah, I think it's him just like trusting his process and not trying to change things when the results aren't necessarily showing like where his skill level is actually at.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of been a lot of what was going on, was like he was solidifying the skill sets that he's been working on. And although he's become a better pitcher, the results weren't following at the start of the year. And I think things are kind of just going to the mean now at this point. Certainly still a ton of room for improvement, and he's eager to continue to work on those things.
Yeah.
And so it's been really fun to just like see him kind of go through the mud a little bit and just stay with it.
Yeah.
And stay positive and continue to work.
He seems like a real student of the analytics kind of guy. I imagine that probably helps him.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's pretty in touch with what makes him really good, certainly on the analytical side. And you know, I think the biggest thing for the both of us is learning how to funnel everything into stuff that's just simple.
Sure.
You know, using the information to help us make good decisions, but not living or dying by it.
Yeah.
And just using it to help however we can. You know, all information is good if you know how to use it. So.
Yeah. Tanner Franklin on the mound tonight. Where do you think he's improved the most since opening day?
I think really just understanding who he is and what makes him good. You know, I think this whole year has been kind of like a year of learning. You know, first year starting has 3 new pitches in the last, you know, calendar year. And 2 that are pretty recent. And so, you know, he's not just out there for an inning at a time, just here's my best fastball and, you know, let's see what happens. It's okay, like I have these weapons and I'm learning how to use them, when to use them, what side of batter to use them to. And I think he's just become a lot more educated on like what makes him good and what his weapons do and the utility for them. And so that's been really cool to see. And it's just been fun, honestly. Yeah, been really fun.
Where do you think the biggest room for improvement is with him? I know last 2 starts haven't really been indicative of what he's been able to do, I think, big picture this year.
Yeah, it's, you know, he does a really good job of throwing his firm pitches in zone well. I think being able to land the bigger breaking pitches in the strike zone is going to be kind of been like the focus. You know, if you ask him like what's the big league version of Tanner Franklin, like he would say it's going to be somebody who can throw all of his pitches in the strike zone. And so that's kind of the skill development aspect of it that we've been working on recently. I shouldn't say recently, really throughout the year.
Sure.
It's certainly gotten better, and he's just, you know, he's learning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he has really good stuff, obviously, and he's in zone with a handful of pitches, but if he could show some bigger breaking options in zone as well, it's going to be really difficult to game plan against them.
Blake Ida, that's a guy where it's all really looked like money for him lately. First 5 starts, a little bit up and down. Last 7 starts really have been so good. What has allowed him to have those results?
Yeah, I think similar to Dohm, where, you know, how good of a pitcher he is and, like, what he was executing and how he was doing, like, the results necessarily weren't following how good of a process he actually had. And I think there was just a little bit of, like, yeah, reversion to the mean and allowing things to play out and not necessarily trying to wholesale change anything. It's like, in the long run, these are the pitches and these are the locations that will give us success, you know, at the major league level, not just high A.
Sure.
And so sticking to that plan and trusting it and then allowing the results to follow. know, he's similar to Tanner in a sense where he's got like six pitches, maybe seven pitches. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a part of the learning process too at the start of the year. It's like, okay, I have these weapons, but like, am I really using it to, is my strategy as good as it can be?
Sure.
And so there are definitely some conversations and adjustments around that as well, which has, you know, led to some success that he's shown, and, you know, he's been crushing it. So
looking at the bullpen, I think maybe that's the area of the team that has improved the most over the course of the year. Nolan Sparks really is the guy that's jumped out to me. I mean, last seven scoreless innings for him. What has made him so effective, especially lately?
I think he just is himself.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like he's, I think going to the bullpen, one, has kind of solidified his mindset to keep things simple and just attack with his best stuff. And he can just be very direct with his game planning. It doesn't have to necessarily worry about the sequencing and trying to think about what he did to the batter in the first inning compared to the fourth and
sure.
work around those things. Like, it's just like, I'm really good. I have really good stuff. Like, yeah. try to hit it.
Yeah.
And I think he's really bought into the reliever role and he loves it. And so it's a really cool little perfect storm brewing here with how talented he is and him just being like all in on his new role. And so it's been sick.
I mean, he looks like a closer type when he's out there. He carries that intensity with him, I think.
For sure. Yeah, and you know, he's like great teammate, super chill, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Relaxed person, but a very different person when he's on the mound, and it's awesome. It's a great mentality to have when you're a reliever and going to be in high leverage situations.
Looking at the season big picture wise, we're just past the halfway point. When you go about managing guys' workloads, whether that's bullpen or starting, how do things change once you get into the dog days here, end of June, into July?
Yeah, I think it's just really it's like a cross-departmental or department situation thing too. It's not just like how many pitches, how many high-intent throws did they make. It's a lot of, you know, how much sleep are they getting? Are they hydrating? Are they eating enough food? You know, how can we work in the weight room or with, you know, on the AT side to just promote good recovery and just keep them going? And I, like, Taka, Kylie have been crushing it because you see a lot of these guys, like, at this time of the year, like kind of like ramping up as far as like skill set and like stuff and velocity, and that's not easy to do. And so, yeah, I think, you know, especially for some of these guys who have maybe been in a different role previously or haven't thrown as many innings as they have this year, like you're going to just keep a more of a watchful eye for it. But as long as the recovery signs and everything is flashing well, then, you know, continue on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, appreciate the insights, and thanks for the time.
Of course. Thank you.